Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here in New Hampshire about independence, the state, not the state, but the state representatives have put forward, some of them have put forward an independence amendment, a constitutional amendment, that if it were passed through the state house and the state senate, it would get a hearing. It did get a hearing. It would get a vote by the people on the ballot this November. Right now it's in the state house, and it is working its way through the system. Unfortunately, it's encountered its first roadblock in the form of the first committee that heard the bill last night in a three-hour-long hearing and then ultimately voted 21-0 to try to kill the bill earlier this morning. We've got more of that audio coming up here in moments. But first, El Conejo is on the line in New Mexico. El Conejo, go ahead.
Hey guys, I was just calling to answer that last caller, Steve's question. There's a site called agoradesk.com, and there you can basically look for people in your area and put up a buy order or a sell order or answer people's orders if you like what their price is for buying or selling. And you have options for credit card or cashier's check or cash in person. It's got end-to-end messaging, encryption and encrypted messaging. And it's also got escrow payments. So the person who's selling puts the funds in escrow. You can show up with cash. You don't even have to know each other's names. There's a reputation ranking system, kind of like Yelp or Amazon, for how trustworthy is this person type of thing. So like 97% with 500 trades, and you can select among a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, and you can even choose what type of currency, fiat currency you're trading in. So if they eliminate the US dollar, the market might just switch to pesos or something, or yen. But
yeah, I know the site. It's basically kind of what the original Local Bitcoins was. Local Bitcoins used to allow people to meet in physical, real life, and then they got rid of that from Local Bitcoins a few years ago, so it's no longer local. So this site kind of brought that back, basically. And don't they have Monero on agoradesk.com?
They do. They have a pretty wide selection of cryptos. I'm not interested in a lot of them, but they definitely have Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin Cash I saw on there, Monero for sure. But yeah, there's a handful of them on, at least.
Very cool. That's it's a good site from what I understand. Anything else you want to share?
Well, even if they shut that website down, they're working on a decentralized one.
Nice.
Kind of like a torrent type site, and I'm hoping they'll include silver and gold and gold backs, so you can buy crypto with gold or silver or cash.
With a name like Agoradesk, it definitely sounds like there's a libertarian behind the site.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, that's all I had.
Thanks for the call, El Conejo. I appreciate hearing from you. The number 603-283-6160. There was a darknet market that had the word Agora in it years ago, and I'm not remembering. There was like another word. It was an agora something. It came after Silk Road.
Oh, yeah. It was shut down, I think, wasn't it?
No, agora.
Or no, that was the one that didn't get shut down.
I think it was just like Agora Market or something like that. It was something simple. They didn't get shut down, but they kind of caught wind that something was might happen to them.
Yep.
Somehow, maybe somebody tipped them off or whatever. And I remember they made an announcement that said,
"Oh, that we were respectable."
Closing.
Yeah, they were respectable because they closed like after giving out people their money back or something.
It says it was just called Agora.
Oh, that was it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think people referred to it as Agora Market because it was a free market.
Yeah,
site.
These a lot of them a lot of times when these marketplaces shut down, they just take your money and disappear, right? Whereas this one, they didn't shut down before they gave people the opportunity.
Yeah,
to get
they
their
gave
money
people
out.
Like a month basically, yeah. And they said, yeah. All right, if you don't get everything out by this time, we're taking it, but otherwise you got this amount of time to get it out. So that's pretty unusual in the world of dark web markets.
It is. It's very unusual.
And I think White House Market did that recently. They shut down last year and also gave their I don't know how much time they gave their users to exit, but they also did. So we'll call it the honorable exit.
Yeah.
For darknet markets.
Yeah, this is one of those things where it's like I kind of on the one hand I'm like. It's something that you kind of just have to. I feel like people should expect to lose everything, like when
you're
using them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's because one of the problems too is if somebody's taking the risk and they're operating this marketplace and they have to shut it down for some reason, they keeping it open for another couple of weeks that actually
That's
puts
risky.
Them at risk.
Yeah.
So you should expect when you're on the darknet that something have to go down, it might not come back up.
Yes.
For security reasons. So,
all right, let's jump back in here to this video that we're all of a minute and a half into so far with state representatives. I'm not going to call this a debate. They're just discussing why they are opposed to independence and why people shouldn't be able to vote on it. Here's more from this morning's hearing in the Concord State House Legislative Office building.
People supporting this, we enter into a very gray area regarding whether or not that is rebellion and whether or not that is that's grounds for removal from office, which is a very scary thing to think about. It's something
scary.
That would...
Why is that so scary? I mean,
it's
he's not even talking about being prosecuted.
Yeah.
Worst case,
removal
he's talking about
from office.
Losing their precious state house position.
$100 a month in power.
Yeah. Yeah. And the crazy thing is, a lot of these reps—they're not your traditional, politicians. No. In that they don't stick around for. I mean, they might do a session. They might come. They're not lifelong politicians, right? They come, they go, they do a few terms. And that's it, right?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions to that, but generally that's true.
Yeah, there's this.
I'm definitely not trying to suggest that there's nobody who's been there for 20 years or more. There are politicians in the state house that have been there 20 years or more. Yeah. I'm just saying that a lot of them, that's not a good percentage of them. That's just not how things operate in New Hampshire. And then part of that's because we have so many reps. If you try to pay off, 400, and that's just in the state house. If you try to pay off 400 reps, that's a lot harder to do than paying off, a handful. Right. And, other states.
Disenfranchised voters. It's something that is, to me, it's a, should we really be forcing not only the U.S. Constitution into a, disarray, but should we also be forcing this body into a situation where we have to start asking the question, should a legislator be sitting within this body? And, we discussed that at length yesterday. And
I guess we'll see what happens to the legislators who have supported this legislation to allow people to vote on independence. Are they going to kick them out? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, this is something that should be left to the voters. If people feel that these are, traitors. Yeah. Let the people vote them out because every two years. This is not hard to get rid of somebody who's a bad legislator. You just have to wait and there's no point to kicking him out. There's no point to a trial. Just let the population decide. Either
the whole state is up for vote in November this year. So we'll see.
I think the constitutional argument against it was quite sound. I think the argument that was brought forward by members of the committee was quite sound, and I don't think anyone who testified yesterday in favor could properly address that other than if they believe that the U.S. Constitution is has no legal authority.
I mean, lots of people did say that, but lots of people addressed it just the fact that we have the authority to leave just because of the fact that our Constitution gives us the authority to leave, so he's just lying.
The New Hampshire Constitution predates the U.S. Constitution.
It does.
If the New Hampshire Constitution authorized the joining up with the United States, it must also therefore be the case that it authorizes leaving.
And he just... shrugs off the idea that the U.S. Constitution doesn't have the authority to keep us there. It doesn't. It doesn't have the authority to keep us there. We shouldn't just respect it for no reason.
It's not addressed. It's not brought up, which means by the 10th Amendment, that is left to the states. And that I specifically addressed during my testimony. Yeah. He's pretending like that didn't happen.
Quite clearly does. The U.S. Constitution is the utmost legal authority in this country.
Even the Supreme Court, I won't point out, even the Supreme Court didn't rule what these opposition people are saying. The Supreme Court didn't rule that leaving the United States was illegal or unconstitutional. What they ruled was the process by which states left during the Civil War was not proper. Okay? So just to be clear, they're already manipulating what the actual Supreme Court ruled.
We could get into that if you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160, because he's going to bring up that court case here in just a moment, actually.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open here if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We're brought to you by Intercoin. And Intercoin has is allowing businesses and organizations to launch their own currency. They're helping you out with that. And raising money using their own token. Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide now, and you can get it over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You can use your email address to sign up, or any email address, so you don't have to go through a know-your-customer process there and keep your privacy intact. And deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and buy ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. As we go back into this audio from today, at the hearing, or rather the executive committee, or conference, what do they call it, executive?
Executive session,
that's what it is. It's where they execute their decisions about these bills. And so they're looking at CACR 32, which we've talked a lot about in recent weeks, the two-sentence-long proposed constitutional amendment here in New Hampshire that would allow the people to vote on whether or not they want to say goodbye peacefully to the United States. And this is a representative named Brody DeShays, who is a liberty-hating Republican, who is talking about why people on the committee should vote to kill this bill. He continues.
With that, I would encourage every legislator on this committee to encourage the body, to recommend to the body that we unanimously strike down CACR 32, right? Because we embarked on a constitutional process starting with the introduction of this and the hearing, and this is when we now enter into the constitutional situation of, you know, what happens if legislators support this? And
he's threatening people. I told you, I listened to his speech this morning. I mean, I didn't finish. I'm taking, detailed notes on it. And his whole threat to the people, where it began, is he said, you aren't just voting to allow the people to vote on this. By voting, ought to pass, or voting ITR, or whatever it is. Wait, is it ITL? Whatever.
Yeah, that would be voting to kill the bill.
So voting to kill the bill or voting OTP, you are embarking on a constitutional process. And by doing so, if you're committing treason while doing that, then you could be taken out of office or worse and all this stuff.
Yeah, he kind of suggests it, but he doesn't come right out.
He
says it's a gray area, and he acts like we don't know what would happen, but you could be removed from office.
I think the way you phrase that is it's intimidation but not a threat.
Yeah. Let me go on here. He's got more.
That's just not a question we even have to address at any point and any time going forward.
So he's saying if you vote to kill it unanimously, then we don't have to address taking somebody out of office.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm just going to add, I agree with this here, you know. But the thing is, why I'm not supporting it is because there's no plan what happens after.
He just said that.
This is so ridiculous. There is a plan to the degree that we can plan, right?
Yeah, the way this would work, if it actually happened, when it ended up on the ballot, and if two-thirds of the people in New Hampshire voted for it, it would declare independence from the United States. Then you figure out the plan, okay? Then you figure out the details of, all right, what do we do about borders, and what do we do about trade, and what do we do about, you know, the military? And that's when all that stuff would get figured out, and you've got plenty of time to figure it out, and there's no way we could plan for that in advance because we don't know how the federal government's going to respond to it.
And the crazy thing, too, about it is a lot of the things that they brought up as concerns, like Social Security or citizenship, issues, are actually already addressed based on...
People who live internationally, you mean?
Yeah, based on U.S. law. Like citizenship. Citizenship is by birth. So if you're, more or less...
You would have to renounce your citizenship.
Right. So if New Hampshire became independent, you would still be a U.S. citizenship if you were born in the United States at the time that New Hampshire was part of the United States. And you would also be a New Hampshire citizenship, or citizen then as well. Which you actually already are if you live in New Hampshire. So... That doesn't change. If you want to stop paying taxes to the U.S. federal government, you actually would probably have to, I guess, renounce your citizenship and pay them some amount of money. And people already do this so frequently people are born in the United States, but they live in Canada their whole life. But because they were born in the United States, they still have to pay U.S. federal taxes. And it's a lot of people renounce their U.S. citizenship because
Roger
they're not
did that
right.
Bitcoin.com.
Right now
he had to pay six figures.
Now he didn't live his life outside the United States until recently.
Correct.
But people, I mean, literally, just because you're born in the United States, the U.S. considers you obligated to pay U.S. federal taxes.
But to be fair to the guy, he's right. There isn't a plan. Except to say goodbye and then figure it out. And central planners hate that. And I said, when he came up to me last night after the hearing, as we were all getting ready to walk out the door, and he told me that he likes the idea, but he doesn't like the exact thing he said here, that he doesn't like there is no plan. And I looked at him.
He doesn't like the idea. He's all talk. He doesn't want the libertarians to not vote for him because he knows that we have pull now.
In order to have a plan.
Well, he said he's not running again.
Okay. So in order to have a plan, you have to have what are your concerns? Okay. And concerns that people have brought up, right, the opposition to this, we've addressed a lot of those concerns already.
Yeah.
So bring up something that you think we do not have, we have not addressed, because we've addressed all the concerns, as far as I can tell, that have been brought up.
I think you're right about that, but still, it's not good enough for a central planner, right? Like, central planner has to have every single thing mapped out.
Well, central planner, please tell me, what have we not addressed?
Yeah.
Because then we can address, we can create a plan.
That would have been a good response. I just responded to him by saying, Al, you can't plan freedom.
There's nothing in place here. What happens to our elderly? What happens to the working people? What
address
happens
that.
To people who are paid in Social Security?
Also address that.
What happens
That's right.
to people who work in Massachusetts? What happens to the military on our borders?
Also,
and he's assuming things about the future when he says what happens to people that work in Massachusetts. We could assume things as well, but he's just assuming the worst thing. Like, that the borders are going to close and we're not going to be allowed to go into Massachusetts.
Right. I also addressed that, too, in my response, because basically the economic ties between the United States and New Hampshire are so tight that if, like, the U.S. were to, say, blockade New Hampshire or, do some sort of economic damage toward our cause, it would actually have economic damage to the United States. So it's highly unlikely that the United States, this isn't Afghanistan, New Hampshire's independence is not Afghanistan. Afghanistan, if you invade and you blow it to smithereens, it's not going to hurt the U.S. economy. However, if you destroy New Hampshire's economy, well, think about all of the cross-border, business that's currently being done between New Hampshire and Massachusetts,
sure.
right? Just that alone. Well, if that,
they'd have to destroy
if that
New
trade
Hampshire
doesn't
and
happen,
Maine.
That also undermines Massachusetts' economy, right?
Yeah, Massachusetts so, people need their cigarettes.
Right. It's
fireworks.
That's funny, but... but no, there is this fear-mongering that's going on.
That's all this is. This whole hearing is fear-mongering.
That has no basis in reality.
And it would destroy the New Hampshire advantage.
That's ridiculous. I also addressed that.
We'd have 10 times
right.
the advantage.
I addressed this. I believe I brought this up in the hearing. Was we have already lost our New Hampshire advantage. So what the New Hampshire advantage is it's basically New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax, so it attracts people to buy stuff from New Hampshire businesses.
Right.
But the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that New Hampshire businesses now have to collect sales tax for the destination of the goods. So
yeah, but retailers don't know where the buyer lives, so they're still going
to... If they physically come into New Hampshire, that's true. So we still, I guess, have it
online,
to a little
it
degree.
A problem.
But it is an issue online.
The New Hampshire advantage is all about people crossing the border to come shop here. That's really what it's about. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join the show, bring up what you want on free time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is confirming special agents killed the terrorist in an attack on a North Texas synagogue. Special agent in charge, Matt DiSarno, telling reporters the terrorist became erratic during negotiations last Saturday at the congregation Beth Israel in Coffeyville. He also made multiple demands and threats. A student was shot on campus at Magruder High School in Montgomery County, Maryland, Friday afternoon. Interim Superintendent of Montgomery Public Schools, Dr. Montifa McKnight.
We also are concerned for the students and staff at Magruder High School. An incident like this can be extremely traumatic and make them feel vulnerable and unsafe. We will have a crisis management team at Magruder over the weekend and into next week to work with those who need help.
The victim was taken to a local hospital and is in serious condition. USA Radio News. The Russian military is inching closer to Ukraine, and Republican members of the House and Senate are increasingly concerned about the risks of an action by President Biden. This as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart on Friday, Blinken explaining the U.S. and its allies will meet any invasion with swift, severe, and a united response. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, adding,
"The last thing the American people want to see is a war that undermines any of our interest in Europe. So we need to continue to provide the Ukrainians the weapons they need to defend their own country. And we need to make it clear the sanctions and other economic and financial consequences Russia will face if they invade Ukraine again."
The FBI says it found a notebook where Brian Laundrie claims responsibility for killing Gabby Petito. Petito found dead in September, and Laundrie killed himself weeks later. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there. We've got a chat server. It's called the Matrix server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to get the step-by-step instructions on how to join that server. There are channels there that the show created. There are channels there that you, the listeners, have created. And if there's a channel that you want to make, you can just make your own channel. You can make it public. You can make it private. You can make it encrypted. You can make it unencrypted. It is up to you how to set that up, how to administer it. It's up, you know, or you can just join existing channels and hang out. But head over to chat.freetalklive.com as we go on here with more from this morning at the Federal Relations Committee in New Hampshire. Normally, committee hearings are pretty dull, but this one is particularly interesting because it's very rare. In fact, it's the first time in probably New Hampshire's history since joining the United States that state representatives had any kind of official discussion about declaring independence from the United States.
And it may be, I think they suggested it may be the only time a constitutional amendment has been proposed in this regard in the United States. Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's interesting. So even the one of these guys who's against it does admit that it is a historic occasion, even as he is doing his best to convince everyone to try to kill this bill, and they ultimately did 20. They put their mark of death on it, 21-0. But it still does get a full House vote coming up in the next upcoming weeks. So we will keep you in the loop as to how this develops and how many of the 400 state reps actually vote in favor of this thing in the end. Because that's ultimately the question: is how many of them have the courage to go against their parties, because both you want to find out one thing the Republicans and Democrats officially agree on, that is the empire. Yeah. They agree on empire.
These guys are one and the same.
They're awful.
They have different. They might have different flavors, but they're basically the same.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
They're cowards.
Cowards. Yeah. Parties.
Let's go on.
National support that we have with our military here on the equipment that was sent to us, paid by the federal government. There's no plan. I mean, yeah, many of us believe the federal government is a little out of control.
It would just be impossible to negotiate that with them. Like, that's not like the biggest problem in the world. Oh, there's military bases here.
We'll figure it out.
We already have a major military base in Portsmouth.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Right? Like, okay, so we will have some military equipment, but what do you think?
They can
really
have it.
Do you really want it? I mean, this is what I want to know. Like, do they really think that we're gonna like go to war with the United States, or is it Canada? Which country do you think, and or is it some other country that's going to invade? Because I don't, has the United States, what?
I'm surprised they didn't bring up a Chinese invasion.
Right.
That didn't actually get brought up.
I mean, seriously, like, do they think China's going to invade? I don't even think China has the military capability to invade.
They have a limited amount, I think, of aircraft carriers. Not even that
very
many.
Limited. Yeah, yeah. And they're all on, the wrong ocean. Right. I mean, it would be and here's
that's
the thing.
Not gonna happen.
Even the United Kingdom, right? The United Kingdom had trouble with Argentina when Argentina took over. I forget what island it is, but it's basically an island that the United Kingdom controls.
Okay.
And they tried to take it over. And now, Argentina wasn't prepared to really defend it, but they took it over. And the UK barely was able to send planes to, bomb because they had to refill, but their planes they didn't go far enough, right? Like, they couldn't.
Out of range.
Out of range. There's only so far you can go up. I don't know what year it was, but it wasn't.
Is this hundreds of years ago?
No. This was super recent.
Wow.
Super recent. This was, I don't know, probably in the last 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And and the UK had trouble going in and, basically taking back their, their island against a fairly, weak government. Argentina doesn't have, but what the Argentinas were depending on or counting on is that the UK didn't have the capability of coming over, and they almost didn't.
And this is the problem. People think that all governments, they must just be basically omnipowerful. Like, I would have honestly never known that it would be even, a possibility that England didn't have the ability to fly planes far enough to bomb a place, in the world. I would honestly assume they'd figure out a way to do it. They're omnipresent, omnipowerful.
To their credit, they did succeed at taking the island back and getting planes there, but it really stretched their abilities. I think they had to do, multiple refueling flights, in the air.
Wow.
So they had a ton of support airplanes, and I think they had to modify stuff, and it wasn't something where they could just go and do it you would think.
And that's not the place on earth with the highest per capita private ownership of machine guns, so probably
New Hampshire is.
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind that the island they were taking over basically has no real economic activity or value. Mm-hmm. It's just there's a very, very small population of people from the UK on this island. So New Hampshire would be way more worthwhile of trying to take over New Hampshire than this island, right? It was more of a philosophical kind of, a thing that was going on there between Argentina, because basically the island is so close to Argentina. Argentina feels like it's theirs, and the UK has control over it, and so that's why Argentina kind of invaded, and they didn't think the United Kingdom would be able to, fend off their control over it. But it turned out they were. It was almost almost such a situation where it didn't they weren't able to. And that's a modern military that was, you know, super capable. What we think of as being super capable,
yeah, one especially of the top military,
especially given the history of, you know, the UK and all its territories around the world, right, and imperialism. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, you know, post 1950, you know, the UK isn't what it was. You know, they don't have the resources and the power, and they do have a modern military, but it's definitely not what it was, you know, back in the heyday.
Gotcha.
Fortunate? No, because New Hampshire is fortunate for many years standing up on their own. We don't have a sales tax. We have a property tax. We kick back. We went against the federal government.
We do have a property tax. I'm not sure if he said we didn't, but we do.
On medical marijuana. We're the only state in the country without a seatbelt law. We want to get, you know, on the federal government beliefs on riding motorcycles with helmets.
That's right.
So we do fight them. You know, the federal government. But there's no plan. How do we put this together? No, nothing.
How little?
Do we throw grandma out of the nursing homes now because we can't afford it?
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, like seriously, this is the most insane argument. Okay, so what would happen? Okay, let's talk about this for a moment. What would actually happen, right?
Because, grandma?
To grandma. Let's talk about what would happen to grandma with New Hampshire independence. Because let's be honest, this isn't a libertarian utopia. Grandma's not going to get thrown out if the state decides to be independent, right? What would happen is New Hampshire taxes would go up, and the taxes that get paid to the federal government, the U.S. federal government, that is, would go down as people declared, basically surrender their U.S. citizenship. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody would surrender their U.S. citizenship. Some people might be willing to pay, you know, federal income tax in order to keep it. But a lot of people probably would surrender their U.S. citizenship in order to, avoid the federal income tax. And then that tax would end up going to the state government, and the state government would then probably continue the same programs to the degree, whatever degree grandma was being funded by the federal government, the state government would end up funding it.
That's probably what would happen, but it would be nice if we could just do it voluntarily and actually have people, you know, fund mutual aid societies.
Maybe
and
down
have
the line
charities.
We could convince the government to switch to that.
That would be great, and I think that's a great way to go, except that I don't think that's the approach that realistically, our current New Hampshire government would take.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But the people of New Hampshire, to their credit, are fairly frugal, and they don't like to see their taxes raised. So they're going to like having the money back from the federal government, and they're not going to want to pay it to the state.
The thing that I think that is also important to bring up here is that, look, government, it doesn't matter what government you have, it's terribly inefficient. But the state government, we have way more control over the state government, and in terms of efficiencies, the state government is going to be way more efficient with the dollars than the federal government. So we probably would end up paying less in tax overall just because of that.
Even if the government.
Right. Yeah, if grandma gets paid by the state government, the nursing home, it's probably going to be less money, probably more money going to it, but less, it would end up being more efficient where we're paying less taxes.
The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us in the remaining moments of the show, which are coming up. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about independence and how the people in the State House, at least the State House Federal Relations Committee, are afraid to vote in favor of just letting people vote. They're not being asked to declare independence. They're being asked to simply put something on the ballot for the people to vote, and they're refusing to do it. 21-0 earlier this morning, we're playing some more of their justifications for their cowardice. Here, it's Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio. Don't forget to check out more of Chris on Freedom Decrypted. That's his show that he does Saturdays. Saturday evenings, 5 o'clock Eastern is the start over at freedomdecrypted.com. It's on video, it's on audio, it's podcast, it's live. Check him out. If you love tech and liberty, you'll like that. freedomdecrypted.com. All right, back to the video or the audio from the video of the committee this morning trying to do their best to take a dump all over the idea of independence. Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Think about what we're doing here. I mean, I honestly, when I'm dreaming at night, I think it's a great idea. But when I wake up and come back to reality, I realize that there's just no damn way.
So he's just He's just more of a realist than us. He's just, you know, smarter and knows more about the world than us youngins.
So here's what you do. You say yes, right? You let the bill be put to the voters, right? And if the voters...
But they're saying no.
Right, yeah. I know. But it's like, let the voters make the decision, right? Like, so what? So what happens if they... It's not even like... If it can't happen... It won't happen, right? Okay. Like, if people do vote yes, right, and it can't happen still for whatever reason, because it's, I don't know, unconstitutional or whatever, you know, let the courts, you know, let the system work itself out.
Well, he says later that he's worried about how he'll look to the voters if he puts this in front of them.
But I thought he wasn't running, so it doesn't matter what the voters think.
And he actually says that at one point.
He said he's not running, didn't he? But this is the crazy thing about these people. They're like, I don't know what he's lying about, but he's obviously lying about one thing or another.
Either that or he's just incompetent. Here we go.
Control over his grave that fought for America, not just for New Hampshire. Okay, and I'll leave it at that. But Representative, you have something.
Yes,
can you pause it? This is what pissed me off last night, to where I changed my entire speech and went up there and just went after this guy. He keeps bringing up, I was in the military and I fought for America, not just for New Hampshire, and that's why I'm against.
Actually, he didn't say I did.
I know,
but I'm
said,
sure
he said soldiers, but
he said General John Stark and the Founding Fathers.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's, you know, using the fact that he was in the military to make that point. There's a part of the U.S. military that's usually, you know, like people who became officers right when they got in, you know, joined as officers, you know, not the average enlisted guy who didn't join because he wants to, he thinks America's a great idea and he wants to protect it and protect his family and his friends and, you know, bought into the silly idea that they sell to people.
The lie.
there are so many people that get in it because they are these people that are obsessed with, you know, being perceived as, you know, honorable when they're really just slimy, horrible people, and also want the ability to get into these other government positions because they're in the military. They want to control people, and he's so clearly one of those people to me. And the average person who joins the military and they do it because they think they're doing a good thing and they believe in the ideals of America, which, I mean, I'm not even saying that I'm one of those people. It's like, it's a lie. It's the American dream and all that. So, you know, it's a lie. But the average person who's like a good person and joins the military, you know, they don't want to go become a state rep and control the lives of other people. And
yeah, that's true.
It's so ridiculous what he's doing, you know, twisting the Constitution, trying to control the lives of other people and using, I fought in other countries as a Marine. I'm still a Marine and I fought for you guys. Yeah, you're trying to control our
you
lives.
You fought for the government. You fought for the politicians.
Yeah, and murdering people in Iraq and Afghanistan is definitely not defending the United States or fighting for me.
Yeah.
Even though we still have the state constitution, we're not protected by anything in federal law, the federal constitution. So, you know,
this is the guy that got up last night. He was one of those state reps that spoke with, like, he had the mask on and he had the thing was like breathing like a lung.
Couldn't hear him.
Didn't know what he was saying, seriously.
Yeah, he was so hard to understand.
Here he is now.
No, like with grandma in the nursing home, there's no more Medicaid.
There's no more Medicaid or Medicare.
Well, that's
it was never
true.
It was never brought up.
But it was brought up, but it really is true that would likely be gone from New Hampshire under a free New Hampshire. And that's what you were saying, Chris. Maybe the state could replace something like that. But
I don't know about Medicare or Medicaid.
Why people in other countries are getting it?
So I think part of that is state, and some of that is federal. I think there's a mix on that one. If I'm not mistaken,
but we wouldn't be a state in that case,
right? We wouldn't be a state. But the point is that the state collects through taxes money to pay for that. Partially, and then there's also a federal program to pay for part of it. So I think it's a combination of state and federal, if I'm not mistaken. So
okay, you might be mistaken on that.
Neither of us
are on these programs, so we don't know.
Only Social Security that people who are citizens and paid into it their whole lives get if they leave the country?
Social Security they'll definitely get.
Yeah, but only Social Security.
That's my understanding.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, so if you pay into it. I mean, it doesn't matter because these things are going to be bankrupt before I'm old enough to get into them anyway.
Okay, but we're not talking about you and being retired. We're talking about people basically who are already retired and have already paid in.
I'm just saying it's already broken.
If Medicare and Medicaid are that important to you, then go and move to Massachusetts, number one. But number two, as you pointed out, Chris, maybe there would be some sort of local thing that could replace that. I would like to see it done voluntarily, personally. And then, of course, if we didn't have the federal government around to bring up the health care costs, we would likely see health care become drastically more affordable in a freer state.
Honestly, I agree with you entirely. I think, I don't think it's necessary. I think we can take things one step at a time. I'm perfectly content simply with dividing the United States leaving the United States, New Hampshire, that is, and retaining the programs at a state level, because that's still going to be way, way better for the people in New Hampshire and us and freedom folks than not doing it at all.
In theory, if indeed people are still citizens of the U.S. after secession and they're allowed to go back, you know, to travel, they could still probably live in New Hampshire and just go to the Boston hospital or whatever and get their Medicare services there. I don't think you have to be a resident of the state.
Right. And even if you're not a U.S. citizen, even if you surrender your citizenship, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't enter the United States.
But I doubt that they would start going to Massachusetts, because imagine how much better our hospitals would be if they didn't have the rules the federal government implements on hospitals if they take money.
I mean, this is like suggesting that people in Canada don't come to the United States for health care.
They do all the time.
Right.
Let's go to the phones here. Unscreen caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, on the previous subject, you were talking about when Argentina took over England's land down there off the coast of Argentina.
Yeah.
The U.S. provided large aircraft carriers to England to assist them.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
I remember that really well. I just thought it was just a footnote to what you were talking about.
Yeah,
so they couldn't have done it by themselves.
And this is exactly what I was talking about. A very well-funded military, you know, as significant as the United Kingdom, can't handle it on their own. It needs outside support. I mean, come on. I mean, what are we really worried about, you know, the United Kingdom invading or Russia invading or China invading New Hampshire if we go independent? I'm not.
Well, I'm concerned about China and Russia being military allies. They became allies about 2 years ago. Military allies. That means if one goes to war, the other one's obligated to go to war with it, you see.
Yeah. That I think is more concerning, Russia and China, being on the same page. More so than one of the other countries invading New Hampshire. The United States, even if New Hampshire was independent, there's no way the United States would allow a adversary of that nature to take over New Hampshire.
But what's more ridiculous is why would China and Russia decide we're going to go after specifically only New Hampshire? They would have more beef with the federal government in the U.S., so why wouldn't they just go after everywhere except
New Hampshire? The only benefit is so that they could set up some sort of base here and take over the United States, but the United States already knows this, and so does New Hampshire. So New Hampshire is going to be like, yes, United States, come and defend our, you know, our border if we didn't have a military, right? Like, there are things that are even post-independence, there would be things that would be of mutual interest to both the United States in Canada and New Hampshire.
Hmm. Anything else, caller?
Well, thank you. I appreciate your program.
Thanks for the update tonight. I appreciate the extra information. This video, by the way, is we're 4 minutes in, or 5 minutes almost, into this 24-minute long
discussion. That's just how much full of us Bertie DeShays is.
Yeah, really. And every single one. Every single thing that comes out of his mouth, we're going to have something to counter it.
Yeah, but if you're interested in hearing the full thing, it will be up on the Freekeen Odyssey channel. You can go to video.freekeen.com. I have not yet uploaded this video, but it will be up likely tonight. Right now on the Freekeen Odyssey channel, you can get the full 3 hours of testimony from last night. So if you're interested in hearing Chris, you spoke, Bonnie spoke, I spoke. If you want to check those clips out, you can. A bunch of freedom-loving people were there, and thanks to everyone who came out. This thing is not over. This thing is just getting started. Next step is it goes to the full state house. And there was a statement in this video that we didn't get to where it sounds like there may be a required Senate hearing as well because it's a constitutional amendment.
Oh, nice.
I'll try to verify that with people who are in the know. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live, Doc.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.